for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Previously on Who is Cam Kander?
I have reason to believe you are being followed by a Russian intelligence agent. Be careful. Watch your back.
My work was interrupted by someone at my door.
All right, hold up.
There was no one at the door and no one on the sidewalk. At my feet was an envelope.
What's this?
Inside was a note in blocky print handwriting. It read, "Be at Oligarch's tomorrow
at 11 p.m. Go to the second booth in the back on the left. I have information on Cam Kander you'll want to hear."
From me, BK Will, in conjunction with Trojan Cat Media, a division of Corp, comes Who is Cam Kander? This is episode 5, entitled Oligarchs and Cucumbers. After a sleepless night of tossing and turning, ruminating on the risks and rewards of following through on this lead, I faced the day still unsure what I would do. Was this phone call about a meetup at Oligarchs legit? God knows my tip line yielded a virtual cavalcade of cranks, crackpots, and telemarketers.
Hi there, this is Susie calling with the vehicle service department. This is a courtesy call about your vehicle manufacturer.
Oligarchs was a caviar bar in Beverly Hills, notorious for its sketchy and moneyed mobster clientele. Did I really want to show up there late at night on some vague promise of getting information? I had the day to think about it. Truth is, there was much to think about. This podcast of mine, it started out as a documentary about lost arts and forgotten creators. As a cultural obscurist and archaeologist of the arts, that was my primary focus. And now, somehow against my will, it was turning into a true crime podcast. It had all the tropes. I was desperate to get it back on track, and I turned to someone who could help me do that. Former podcast critic turned latex mattress salesman, David A. Person. David, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Are you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm all set.
First up, are you still in the mattress game?
It's not a game. People spend a full one-third of their lives in bed. Mattresses are a serious business.
I'm taking that as a yes.
I always feel like you're mocking me.
No, David, I'm not. I swear. Look, why don't we talk about fiction podcasting?
What do you want to know?
I'd like to talk about the uniqueness of fiction podcasting back in the before times.
Before the great podcasting purge of 2025?
The indie scene was remarkable then. Such individuality, such creativity. It was bold and experimental. Can you talk about that?
Oh, for sure. The shows were scrappy. The creators, too. These were resourceful folks who had to do everything. Writing, producing, acting, marketing. Indie fiction podcasters were true polymaths.
You sound like you miss it. Miss them.
Well, I hadn't become a podcast critic for the glamour. Eventually, though, as we know, these scrappy ragtag shows either sold out to the man or just faded away. That's when I got out of the criticism biz.
What was your favorite?
Oh, I had too many favorites. I will tell you what I most appreciated about that indie scene, though. Its experimental nature.
Can you say more about that?
Oh, people stretched the boundaries of what was possible. Sometimes it worked. Sometimes it failed spectacularly. But I always appreciated the effort. The failures were glorious.
What was the most glorious?
Well, that has to be one that came from our dear friend, Cam Kander. It was entitled Cucumber Facts, and I'm not sure how to categorize it. It wasn't fiction. It was just facts about cucumbers. There was a binaural element, too.
For our listeners, binaural recording is a method of recording sound that uses microphones arranged to create a 3D stereo sound experience for the listener.
That sounds like you ripped that off a wiki.
Guilty as charged.
This was an experimental period for Kander. Cucumber Facts reminded me of the Beatles' Number 9. Do you remember that?
Ooh, I'm afraid I don't.
Yeah, well, me neither, but it reminded me of that.
Let's listen now to a portion of Cucumber Facts.
Fact 1. Cucumbers contain most of the vitamins you need every day. Just one cucumber contains vitamin B1, vitamin B2, vitamin B3, vitamin B5, vitamin B6, folic acid, vitamin C, calcium, iron, magnesium, phosphorus, potassium, and zinc.
Wow, this is very boring.
Oh, absolutely. Most people don't get past fact 2.
Cucumber fact 2. Feeling like your energy drags in the afternoon? Drop the caffeinated soda and grab a cucumber. Cucumbers are a good source of carbohydrates that can provide a quick pick-me-up that will keep you going for hours.
It's rather hypnotic. I wonder if this was Cam Kander's attempt at a sleepcast, a podcast designed to aid insomnia. They were very popular in the 20-teens. David? David?
Slugs and insects destroying your garden. Put a few slices of cucumber in a pie tin and your garden will be free of pests all year.
David, you there?
Cucumber fact 5.
We seem to be having connection issues with David A. Person. We'll regroup with him another time.
Along your problem area for a few minutes.
In fact, I'm thinking it might be unsafe to listen to too much more of Cucumber Facts, in case some of our listeners are driving.
Cucumber contains vitamin B1, vitamin B2, vitamin B3.
I'd woken up from a deep sleep. I was out for hours. Cucumber Facts had been very effective. I had some strange dreams, too, that left me unsettled. And then I remembered the meeting at Oligarch's. I had to make a decision whether to take this cryptic meeting about Cam Kander. In the end, I decided to go for it. What was the worst that could happen? It was a public place, after all. And who knows what information I'd glean at Oligarch's. I went prepared with a secret recorder, discreetly hidden on my person. Perhaps I'd watched too many crime shows in my life. I wanted to be safe. But also, I am producing this podcast, and content is content. I headed to Oligarch's wired on caffeine and wired for sound. And then I realized I'd never finished the end of Dante's 10th circle. This was a good way to get my mind off the upcoming encounter. In this Camcander show, an unscrupulous financial advisor dies and goes to hell. He's about to find out the details of his eternal damnation.
So, Satan, you've told me I'm not going to Circle 2 with Jeffrey Epstein or to Circle 7 with Charles Manson.
Yes, we have this whole system of, let's call them, buckets down here. It's not ideal, but it works for our purposes.
You know what? I don't need to meet those guys. I'm thrilled I've landed here in Circle 9, the center of hell, with the main man himself, you. And I can't tell you what an honor it is.
Well, this is awkward, Mr. Hen.
Dante.
It's true. I live in Circle 9, but this isn't Circle 9.
It's not?
This is more of the landing page, if I can use an email marketing metaphor. I invented that too, by the way.
They do have the mark of the devil.
I'm afraid you won't be with me in Circle 9.
Please don't tell me I'm going to Circle 1. Limbo, with all the unbaptized babies.
Well, somebody went to Catholic school.
13 years I spent in that penal system.
True, the unborn babies are in Circle 1, but it's also home for the virtuous pagans, including Virgil, Socrates, and Plato.
Boring!
Yes, they can be a bit much.
Please, your malignancy, please put me in any circle but number one. I spent 35 years on Earth cultivating a lifetime of white-collar crimes and depravity because I wanted to come to hell. It's where all the fun people go. You heard that adage, right?
Who do you think coined that phrase? Dante, relax. I'm not sending you to Circle One with poor, innocent souls and intellectuals.
Oh, thank God. Thank you. So where exactly am I going?
You'll be pleased, Dante. You'll be spending your eternal damnation in sunny, hot Circle 10.
Circle 10? But I thought there were only 9 circles of hell. The 9 circles of hell! I know I'm not crazy.
You're not crazy, Dante. There were 9 circles. We had to expand after the financial crash of 2009. Circle 10 was designed for Wall Street bankers and predatory mortgage lenders. There were so many, we had to create a new circle. Circle 10, it's a bit of a commute, but it's fabulous.
I'm sorry, I'm going to a hell suburb.
It's more of a exurb, far beyond the suburb.
That's worse.
It rather is, yes. But on the upside, it's not overcrowded yet. Plenty of room to stretch out. Oh, and I know your penchant for celebrities, so I'm pleased to tell you, you'll be with, drumroll, Bernie Madoff!
Bernie? He's a little old, but it could be worse.
Oh, one thing. We haven't talked about punishment yet.
Punishment? I thought this was going to be more South Beachy.
Sadly, no. Each circle has a unique punishment. Circle 2, for example, the lustful, they get blown around in violent storms.
And Epstein's there? I mean, that's hardly fair punishment. He's used to Florida hurricanes.
It is what it is. Or take Circle 4, the miserly. They push heavy weights around for all eternity. If they'd only spend money at a good gym, they'd be in shape for this. But then again, then they wouldn't be miserly. So that's a neat thought experiment.
Well, what happens in Circle 10?
Do you like children?
Not exactly.
Oh, and that's a shame.
What happens there?
Do you remember those Cars for Kids commercials? They're everywhere.
Doesn't ring a bell.
A jingle. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate cars today? Little children playing fake instruments?
Maybe not really.
Shame. It was one of my better ones. In Circle 10, those Cars for Kids commercials are on an endless loop.
That's it? That's the punishment? That doesn't seem bad.
That's the hell spirit! Well, off you go, Mr. Hen. Dante. Yes, Dante. I keep forgetting. Sorry. Just head down the hall, and it's the 10th door on the left.
Okay, well, thanks, Satan. Maybe see you at the mixer at Christmas.
No guarantees, but I will take it up with the committee. You have the Satan promise. Ta-ta!
Okay, well, better get on with it. Let's see. Circle 1, boring. Circle 2, lust. That's fun. Circle 3, gluttony. Bet they have snacks. Circle 4, 5, 6. Circle 7, hello, Charlie Manson. Circle 8, 9. Oh, man, to think Judas Iscariot is right behind that door. Oh, here we are. Circle 10.
1-877 Cars for Kids.
Satan wasn't kidding. I can hear them playing the Cars for Kids commercials. Oh, I remember these now. Ugh, they were annoying. Oh well, what the hell. Let's do this.
1-877 Cars for Kids. 1-877
Cars
for
Kids. No. 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 No.
Wow. Dante's 10th Circle was quite a production. It could have been an amazing series if Kander had continued with it. But here we were, left with only a pilot. What an appropriate show to be listening to before I enter Oligarchs. This place was beyond intimidating, a literal den of thieves. Every head turned to look at me when I entered. The maitre d' said nothing, just indicated that I follow him. Adidas three-striped tracksuits, the hallmark of Russia's criminal underworld, were everywhere here at Oligarchs. Even the maitre d' was wearing one. Jesus, it's even the pattern on the wallpaper. He indicated a booth. It was the second one from the back on the left, just like the note that was left on my doorstep indicated. If you've ever wondered what corruption smells like, it's Axe body spray and polyester. What the hell does Cam Kander have to do with the Russian mafia? That's the question I wanted answered. Or did I? On the table in front of me was a tiny crystal dish set over a sterling bowl of ice, caviar. Next to it, a shot of vodka. I touched neither. I wasn't going to take any chances. Was I paranoid? Oh, you bet I was. Suddenly, another man approached. Gold chains, cigar hanging from his lips, and you got it, Adidas stripes. He said nothing as he placed an item in front of me. It was a Russian nesting doll. What the hell is this? I froze. I could not bring myself to open the wooden toy to see what was inside. I felt paralyzed. My heart was pounding in my ears. What's in the box? What's in the box? I took that shot of vodka and downed it in one gulp. Ugh, it wasn't poison. No, it was damn fine Russian vodka. The best that's ever passed these lips. A warmth spread through my limbs. I knew it, and my sudden feeling of bravery would not last. I opened the Russian doll. Inside, good God, it was a severed thumb. If you have any information on Cam Kander, please reach out to us on Twitter at Cam Kander. Or if you've heard of a lost Cam Kander show, let us know and we'll research it. It could become the basis for one of our episodes. Next time on Who is Cam Kander?
Today is December 4th, 2020. My name is Cam Kander.
Due to the nature of my work, certain parties would like to see me silenced. Out of an abundance of caution, I am preparing this audio diary entry. It is my last will and testament.
This is BK Will. Visit us at camcander.com for clues, intel, and ways you can help fund the important search for Cam Cander.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Greetings, people of Earth. My name is Shmo Brannigan. I have hacked into this RSS feed with a promotional feature for the Wizard Scroll podcast, transcribing in 3, 2, 1.
Hold on, let me unfurl this Wizard Scroll real quick. Went out of
Baba Booey.
Nowhere, 10 humongous scorpions had surrounded the campsite. Tails outstretched.
Hello, welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order?
As he says, what are you gonna get? I don't know what I want.
I'm gonna get the triple lobster.
Oh, I'll take one too.
Two McLobsters.
As if on cue, the camera panned upwards, directing everyone's attention towards the giant hot air balloon presently taking a pass over the stadium.
Holy mother of sassafras, it's Gargoyle Destroyer! Leaping into the frame from 420 feet in the air without a parachute!
How are you liking those wizard flags, kids?
The Wizard Scroll is available on iTunes, Spotify, Audible, and wherever else fine podcasts are found. This concludes today's promotional feature.